Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about COVID lies and leaders cover up. COVID lies and leaders cover up. We're watching two major cover-ups, two major coups that's taken place in the past 18 months. One was the cover-up, the coup to overthrow the Constitutional Republic through the defeat of Donald J. Trump in the 2020 election. The second coup, the second cover-up that we're being lied to about is the cover-up perpetrated against Americans and around the globe by the World Health Organization, by Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, both of whom worked with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, both of whom up to their eyeballs in lying and covering up. In fact, one senator said Dr. Fauci should be held culpable and liable for all the deaths that have taken place in America and around the globe, some 3.5 million deaths around the globe as a result of COVID-19, because he was part and parcel of the investigatory work that was done that brought about the COVID-19 pathogen that has killed right at 5,000 in America and some 300,000 plus that's been injured, sterilized, paralyzed, or blood clots on the brain and other parts of the body as a result of the COVID vaccination. We're going to talk about that more in just a moment, but I believe we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, I think Americans must agree with you that we are at a crossroads between traditional America or socialistic America. Almost daily, as everyone knows, there's mass shootings and murders. Even in a city, a southern city like Jacksonville, Florida, every night there's gunfire and murders. But I feel it's important to speak from sincere concern rather than railing accusations and condescending judgments. There's only one judge, and that's God. As you say, Pastor, we should speak the truth in love. And the truth is, the bad fruit is increasing. Natural disasters, divorce, unwanted children, drug and alcohol abuse, crime and violence, division, disagreement, conflict. Satan is laughing. I mean, the country's coming apart, and he's just having a field day.
You're exactly right, Joseph, and I am concerned about where we're going. One of the things that comes to my mind, I read recently some new research by the Barna Report, says that only 6% of American Christians claim to have a biblical worldview. That means 94% are ignorant, 94% that claim to be saved are ignorant, immature, illiterate when it comes to the truth of the Word of God. And therefore, as a result of that, they're willing to bow the knee and be subservient to the dictatorial fascist form of government that's prevailing in America today. We're watching that take place, and it's a satanic, demonic delusion that's allowing it to happen. And I'm looking at an article here. It says, former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill once said, "The inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of blessings. The inherent virtue of socialism is the equal sharing of miseries. Socialism certainly has moral sounding, sounds moral. Some would even say it sounds Christian with an appeal. For each according to his ability, each according to the need, the old saying goes. That sounds very virtuous, but is it Bible? No, it is wrong. Actually not. It's Karl Marx, an atheist, who wanted to abolish religion so the state's authority would reign supreme. And Joseph, what you're saying is that we're seeing that in America today. And we have so many that are silent as a result of it. And it's not a matter of recommending that there be some type of anarchy, that we rise up against the government. That's not what we're admonishing and recommending at all. But it's the recommendation that Americans wake up, that we sit up, understand what's happening before it's too late. It's a coup that's taking place.
Yeah, Pastor, if I can say, there has been several books written about socialism. I mean, it's been proven a failed ideology all over the world. And yet the young people are brainwashed and they want to try it here.
Well, you touch on that, and you may or may not be aware of the fact that according to the Barna report, 62% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, 62% say they prefer socialism over capitalism. They have no earthly idea. In fact, they perhaps do not know at all, because the Marxist professors they've been under in the colleges and universities that spawned socialism and capitalism as a result of the professors that are there that are total communists, and they do not know. They are ignorant of the fact of what we are as an America, an American nation, as a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. In fact, socialism, i.e. communism, socialism is communism light, socialism/communism has killed over 100 million people since its origin. And this article, I'm reading in it further, says the reason for the former Soviet Union, communist China, and other Marxist nations have prosecuted Christian churches so viciously is that they want to have no check on their power. In fact, under Marxism, Marxism wanted to dethrone God, because Karl Marx's statement was that a religious people cannot be deceived into going for and falling for communism. And so that's the reason we have such an avid attack today on the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why there's such a vicious attack to dethrone God and to destroy anything that's called morals and ethics and values in America. Just as Jerry Nadler, the U.S. representative in the U.S. House, said in a quip back to a person reading the scripture talking about the immoral, ungodly House Bill 5, H.R. 5, which is now Senate 5, which is the Equality Act, when that representative was reading what God's Word says, it was Jerry Nadler that said, God's will has no place in the halls of Congress, end quote.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, and I'm hesitant to bring race into this, but I believe I'm accurate. You know, this Tulsa incident that occurred 100 years ago, I mean, the mainstream media is just stirring it up. I mean, it was terrible, it was wrong, but why do they insist on stuff like that? The last thing we need is more gasoline on the racial issues in this country.
Well, the whole point is, you see, again, going back to Karl Marx with Marxism, the whole point is to dethrone God, to divide the people, and to destroy the nuclear family. And in doing so, it will destroy Christianity and any relationship that America, a nation, has through the Christian church. And that's the whole point. In fact, they're talking about now, as a result of bringing this up that you're talking about, again, they're bringing it up, and they're saying there must be reparations, that the U.S. taxpayers must go back now, and out of the coffers of the taxpayers in America, that the federal government ought to then trace down and find everyone that is in the lineage of that group that were harmed and hurt in that era, that everyone must have a check written, they must be repaid and compensated for what took place then. It's saying we need to go back and atone for every sin that America's ever done. We need to go back and harm and hurt society then, destroy America because of any discretion or any sin that may have taken place in the nation collectively. And it overlooks the fact that we're as a nation, a constitutional republic, and you can't go back and undo, just like they've done right here in our own city, just renaming six schools simply because they were Confederate names, Confederate soldiers or otherwise Confederate personalities, named this, having the name of the schools. So it's a sad, sad day when we're watching what is taking place. Nothing more, nothing less than Karl Marxism, Marxism, socialism, communism, which is to divide and conquer, and
right,
that is to overthrow our nation.
Right. Amen.
But Joseph, keep on praying, keep on looking up, brother. God's still on the throne. That's what excites me, is to understand that we can watch this happening. We need to talk about it, need to be passionate about it, need to be concerned over it, need to do what we can as the watchman on the wall. But when the end of the story is written, we know who wins in the end. I've read,
amen,
the last chapter of the book. Thank you so much. God bless you. Keep on looking, yes, up. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
You know, as your last caller was just talking about, it seems like, you know, issue by issue, these things are built upon lies, whether we're talking critical race theory or the Black Lives Matter or the Antifa groups. They're just lies that are allowed to propagate themselves. I mean, the Black Lives Matter, they started with the Hands Up, Don't Shoot, which was a complete fabrication, complete lie, dealing with the Michael Brown case. That didn't happen. You know, he didn't have his hands up. He was actually about to go and assault the police officer again. You know, Michael Brown's DNA was found on the police officer, on his weapon, on his clothes. The police officer was beaten severely and his window knocked out. You know, that didn't happen because Michael Brown put his hands up there and said, don't shoot. The Tamir Rice lie, you know, that the little black boy was playing in the snow and he came, you know, and two police officers came up. One of them just shot him. That is not the truth. Pull up the video and look at it, folks. So lie after lie after lie has been propagated in order to undergird these things. And then you cross over into this Wuhan flu COVID-19 garbage and lie after lie after lie, whether we're talking the hydroxychloroquine is going to kill people when actually it's saving people's lives.
Absolutely.
Or the, you know, you don't need to wear masks. Now you do need to mask. Now you need to wear two masks. Now masks don't really matter. I mean, they've been all over the stinking board. And every time it's perverse. But every time Trump would say something, he says, I think hydroxychloroquine is beneficial, efficacious. All of a sudden, no, it's not. It's not doing any good for anybody. It's killing people. He said, I think it's from a laboratory. The Wuhan flu came from a laboratory in Wuhan, China. Immediately, that's a conspiracy theory. It's been debunked. Who debunked it? I mean, literally, if you hit all the different news sites that are on the left, which is about 99% of them, and they all said, you know, this was a debunked story. This wasn't real. This was fabricated. Well, now we're coming full circle a year and a half later, and we're going, yeah, that actually makes the most sense. But because Trump said it, well, it can't be true. Well, Trump says, we're going to have a vaccine, which these are not vaccines, folks, but they're still calling them vaccines. We're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. No, he's making it up. Can't happen. Never happened before. It'll never happen. And all of a sudden, it happens. So one time after another, the resistance, the calling it a lie, calling it a conspiracy, calling it a whatever, was because Orange Man Bad said it. it's really devastating to realize that such lies are allowed to stand. And then the fascist book fact checkers will tell you, hey, these are lies. These are made up. They never point out the fabrications on the left. They never point out the fabrications of O'Biden or O'Harris. But you know, anything Orange Man Bad said, it's all fact checked and it's incorrect. You know,
absolutely. In fact, Greg, you say that, and I'm looking at an article that says ABC reporter finally admits what we've all known about the media and the COVID lab leak theory cover up. Democrats, the establishment, big media, and big tech have all come around in recent weeks on the very plausible theory that the coronavirus pandemic originated in the lab in China. But it's stunning to see one of these people admit why the theory was so vehemently opposed. Going further in the article, says, we need to know how it started. Yes, I think a lot of people have egg on their faces now, this man said. This was an idea that was first put forward by Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, Donald Trump. And look, some things may be true, even from Donald Trump, they admitted. Gee, think that, this article says. And it's talking about the fact just because Trump said it, just because Mike Pompeo said it, then all of a sudden it's a lie. And supposedly the Communist Network News fact checkers said that it's already been debunked, that it's a lie and not true. But, Greg, as you know, across America today, it's being uncovered and revealed that the gain-of-function theory that was set up and operational, it was paid for by taxpayer dollars coming out of the lab in North Carolina, transferred to the labs in Wuhan, China. And it was through a backdoor second party that Dr. Fauci allowed the funds to be paid so that the research could continue on a legitimate basis in China, because it was not to continue in the United States of America. And now even Dr. Fauci admits that it could have been from the Wuhan, China lab. And because President Trump said it was the China virus and it was from the Wuhan, China lab, all of a sudden he was a racist. All of a sudden he was talking about Asians. All of a sudden he was disparaging to those from that part of the world. Here's an article that says, Biden, Twitter, and founder Jack Dorsey sued as social giants enforcing COVID policies. A new lawsuit filed by the American Freedom Law Center charges that Twitter and its chief, Jack Dorsey, has been acting as President Biden's lackeys regarding the administration's COVID-19 vaccination and the COVID Wuhan, China lab. And it goes further. It's a massive article talking about the cover-up that has taken place. And now big tech and the media now admitting that it could have happened. In fact, Greg, I make a dogmatic statement. There's not any reservation in my mind that this pathogen came out of the Chinese Wuhan lab, that it is the China virus, that it was created, that it did not just happen by happenstance. It was not something that just popped out of the wet market there in Wuhan, China. In fact, the particular bats that this comes from was about closest one's about 1,000 miles from the Wuhan, China lab. And it's discovered also that as early as November of 2019, some of the lab workers had gotten sick and died as a result of the pathogen being released. And I've got several articles, Greg, that time may not allow us to get into today, where China was saying that they had been planning and working on that type of virus for the Third World War that they would use as one of their great weapons. And yet we have those in America that are claiming, that still claiming that somehow, some way, that's a just a conspiracy theory to say that it came out of the Wuhan, China lab. But now finally we have the Communist Network News, we have big tech, and we even have Anthony Fauci admitting that. But Greg, what do you think about in the midst of all of this? Fauci is now coming out with his book to further profit on the harm and the hurt and the maiming and the death of citizens in America and around the globe. Now he's going to profit once again by publishing his book about the virus. What are your thoughts on that? And then we'll take our next caller.
I'll back into the thing just a little bit. I'm wondering if you're saying all these things about Wuhan, China, and China and their development of these bioweapons and such. Are you saying that because you're a xenophobe or because you're anti-Asian? You know, because that's the allegation that left off. I mean, Orange Man Bad, he's anti-Asian. He's a xenophobe. He shut down the border. You go, hold on a second, folks. Either it's true or it's false. Let's, as believers, let's stand on truth.
Yes. You know,
Anthony Fauci seems like he has his fingerprints all over this from the get-go. And when you are making money on the one side, you know, because you're the highest paid civilian employee in the United States government, right, that's one thing. But then when you've got contracts being let and stuff, and who knows, I haven't tracked all the stuff. Does he have patents that he's making money on? Like, I'd be interested in looking at some of that. Is there a possibility he makes money also with this book? And you go, hey, if we've got a really, really good story to tell, you know, we help create the story. You know, we help create the disaster. We help create the catastrophe. And then we write a story about how we handled the catastrophe. That's kind of profiteering on something that's evil, something that's bad. And also, let's think about that for just a moment. As you back into it and you look at where the money came from, NIAID, to help fund this project that started initially in North Carolina, then moved via second contract to the Wuhan laboratory, this gain of function that I believe ended up, you know, being let out. We helped fund this. We helped pay for this. Now, if we really go aggressively against China, you know, let's consider from a criminality standpoint. When there's a criminality, somebody's being killed. You know, who's more at fault, the person that pulled the trigger or the person that paid the hitman? Think about that.
That's a good question.
NIAID starts looking really guilty because mm-hmm. they helped fund this thing that perhaps ended up in the United States and killed so many.
Hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for taking my call again. I've got a lot of information I want to share, and so but I want to continue on exactly what you're talking about now, and then I'd like to quickly go into some rapid fire, and I'll be as quick as possible so that you can finish out your program. But man, it's been a busy news time. But you know, you guys were just talking about all the revelations with Anthony Fauci and the China virus, and just last week the video came out of Louisiana Republican Senator Kennedy, not to be confused with the former Democrat Kennedys, but Senator Kennedy from Louisiana was drilling Anthony Fauci. It's on video now. I mean, this has not been something that that's really been really out in the news, obviously. But it is one of the biggest discoveries and admissions that we've just kind of missed. And so Senator Kennedy had Anthony Fauci questioned him, and Fauci admitted it, that yes, he gave grant money from the NIH to the Wuhan lab, and his own admission, he cannot say what they did with the money. He cannot prove what they did or did not do with the money. So the admission is there. Okay, I'd like an apology for all of us. For the last year, conspiracy theory.
Raymond, you're right. I'd like an apology, but Raymond and Greg also join in this thought. I'd like not only an apology, but I'd like to see him prosecuted for murder, prosecuted for lying,
Amen.
Prosecuted for the cover-up, prosecuted for the being part and parcel of the oversight of the creation of this pathogen. In fact, one congressman just recently said, in fact, Republican Mike McCall, that said that this is the worst cover-up in all of human history, and that Anthony Fauci is part and parcel of the cover-up.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we got a video admission, testifying before the Senate.
Yes.
It's there, folks. Go. In fact, I will make sure I think that's on our Biblical Concepts Ministries page. We'll get it on the Let's Face the Issue page as well as some other videos and announcements that I want to run into real quick. Just briefly, getting a little off topic here, and then you can get back to this.
Give that real quick, Raymond, if you will, because we've got two other callers.
Okay, yesterday was a very busy day. Y'all may have heard we kicked off June 1st as Pride Month, LGBT Pride Month, and what a great way our governor celebrated that. You may have heard he came to Jacksonville, signed the transgender athlete ban. That was a great thing. However, that issue is not over. Just last night, we found out that we are right back at the drag queens being in the Duval County Libraries. We just discovered that. So we're going to have to battle that. I think there's an event coming up this Sunday. We'll talk about that more. But I wanted to remind your listeners that we did have a great time. We had roughly 500 or 1,000 people that showed up yesterday at the school board meeting with Dr. Gold from America's Frontline Doctors, and you helped promote that. So we appreciate everybody showing up. It was a great event. If you missed it, the video will be posted up on Let's Face the Issues page. And we also spoke against, as everybody knows, the name change. But unfortunately, that passed. But we appreciate conservative member Charlotte Joyce voting against that. That's a lot of rapid fire. I'll let you wrap it up. I know you got more. We'll be in touch. Thank you, Dr.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Raymond. God bless you today. Greg, speak to that for just a moment about what's been charged now with Fauci. What should be done with Fauci? How should that be handled, in your opinion? And then we'll take Jose's call.
Okay, folks need to realize that if you lie to the FBI, they will come after you. If you lie to Congress while under oath, they will come after you, unless, of course, you happen to be a high-profile Democrat, unless, of course, you happen to be Anthony Fauci, unless you happen to be the head of the NSA, understand how that works. But from a wrap-up from my perspective, don't count on the government telling you the truth. Don't count on any of these leftists telling you the truth. Jesus says, of the scripture, of God's word, thy word is truth. Folks need to focus on what's true.
Absolutely. Greg, hold on a moment. We have Jose on the line. Jose, go over your question to comment. We lost him. Okay. Greg, I'm looking at an article that says Facebook ends ban on post claiming COVID-19 is man-made. This article says Facebook had previously insisted the claim had been debunked. Facebook said Wednesday it will no longer ban any post suggesting that COVID-19 is man-made, amid the mounting calls for President Biden and other officials to further investigate the pandemic's origins. The announcement marked a reversal for the social media giant. In February, Facebook said it would remove any post claiming the virus was man-made and manufactured following consultation with the leading health organizations, including the World Health Organization and Anthony Fauci. They said now the claims have not been debunked. In light of ongoing investigations into the origin of COVID-19 and in consultation with public health experts, this is Facebook now, we no longer remove the claims that COVID-19 is man-made from our apps. Politico was the first to report on the policy change. So what we're seeing, Greg, is finally the big techs and social media are now saying that they believe that it was not man-made, and they're now lying. After a year and a half, after millions have died, 3.3 million globally, after we've had such a horrific time in America, after the Communist Network News been saying that it's been debunked, now admitting finally that it is true, and yet they still want to hedge their bet whether or not it was purposely released or whether it was accidental. What are your thoughts on that as we wrap the broadcast up?
Listen, I think I'm done with, and I think most of the world is done with, you know, Zuckerberg's fascist book, faux fact checkers. You know, they're faux, they're fake, they're not real, but they're the fact checkers, and they're the ones that are in bed with the leftists that would like to tell you a lie every day. And anything that you say or Orange Man Bad says, that's hit by a fact checker, and they'll say, oh, not true. They'll put the screen of shame over it. Those folks over at Twitter, same kind of thing. Focus on what is true. Focus on the truth. Thy word is truth, Jesus said, speaking of God's word.
Absolutely. That's the greatest source book we can go to, and I tell our listeners every day, it is the truth of the word of God that ought to move, mandate, and motivate, ought to be the modus operandi for our lives and all that we do and say. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today on the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. As we continue to face the truth, we encourage you to invite friends and neighbors to join in each and every day as we face the issues. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.